Hello and welcome back to Read This Next with Nicole. Today I'm doing a solo episode where I'm going to be looking at some items, books, manga that were chosen by our teen readers, either reviews that were submitted to our blog or ones that they have told me on our Discord that they were really interested in, or ones that I just know from the hours I've spent with them on Thursday evening. So if you're a teen and you're listening to this, come to Mary JL Black Library for teen nights. But I will hop right into it. Our first book manga is Full Metal Alchemist, which is not one that I've read or watched, but I've heard it's very good. So I'm going to be telling you about volume one. It's by Hiromu Arakawa, I think. Okay. Breaking the laws of nature is a serious crime. In an alchemical ritual gone wrong, Edward Elric lost his arm and his leg, and his brother Alphonse became nothing but a soul in a suit of armor. Equipped with mechanical automail limbs, Edward becomes a state alchemist, seeking the one thing that can restore his and his brother's bodies, the legendary Philosopher's Stone. The mystical power to alter... Feels like that's missing a sentence, but that's okay. The legendary Philosopher's Stone. It has the mystical power to alter the natural world, something between magic, art, and science. And like we already said, when two brothers, Edward and Alphonse Elric, dabbled in this power to grant their dearest wish, one of them lost an arm and a leg, the other became nothing but a soul locked into a body of living steel. Horrifying. Now Edward is an agent of the government, a slave of the military alchemical complex, using his unique powers to obey orders, even to kill. Except his powers aren't unique. The world has been ravaged by the abuse of alchemy, and in pursuit of the ultimate alchemical treasure, the Philosopher's Stone, their enemies are even more ruthless than they are. Sorry. So, yeah, very cool graphic novel manga, hugely wildly popular, and this entire list is kind of going to bounce all over the place, so we're going to the opposite ends of the literary spectrum, and we're going right into Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. So this is Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde by Robert Louis Stevenson. So this says, this is Robert Louis Stevenson's masterpiece of the duality of good and evil in man's nature, sprang from the darkest recesses of his own unconscious, during a nightmare from which his wife awakened him, alerted by his screams. More than 100 years later, this tale of the mild-mannered Dr. Jekyll and the drug that unleashes his evil inner persona, the loathsome, twisted Mr. Hyde, it's lost none of its ability to shock. Its realistic police-style narrative chillingly relates Jekyll's desperation as Hyde gains control of his soul and gives voice to our own fears of the violence and evil within us. Written before Freud's naming of the ego and the id, Stevenson's enduring classic demonstrates a remarkable understanding of the personality's inner conflicts and remains the irresistibly terrifying stuff of our worst nightmares. Again, one I haven't read. Classic, though. And I feel like it's one of those classics that it keeps your interest. Like, personally, I find the language of some older books are very hard to get into, and that's kind of what keeps me from reading them. But things like this and maybe like Frankenstein tend to have more accessible language, which is quite helpful. Again, new genre. We're going to Iron Widow by Ziran J. Zhao. This one became very popular on TikTok. The author was constantly on TikTok advertising their book, and it's my understanding, I haven't read the description of it yet, but it is supposedly very diverse in multiple ways, which is incredible. It's also one was nominated for the best young adult fantasy. The boys of Huaxia dream The boys of Huaxia dream of pairing up with girls to pilot chrysalises, giant transforming robots that can battle the mecha aliens that lurk beyond the Great Wall. That's cool as hell. It doesn't matter that the girls often die from the mental strain. When 18-year-old Zishin offers herself up as a concubine pilot, it's to assassinate the ace male pilot responsible for her sister's death. But she gets her vengeance in a way nobody expected. She kills him through the psychic link between pilots and emerges from the cockpit unscathed. She is labeled as an Iron Widow. I like that. I think that's cool. A much feared and much silenced kind of female pirate who can sacrifice boys to power up chrysalises instead. To tame her unnerving yet invaluable mental strength, she is paired up with Lee Shimin, the strongest and most controversial male pilot in Huaxia. But now that Zishin has a taste of power, she will not cower so easily. She will miss no opportunity to leverage their combined might and infamy to survive attempt after attempt on her life until she can figure out exactly why the pilot system works in its misogynist way and stop more girls from being sacrificed. This sounds like a very cool Pacific Rim style story. Like, clearly there's a lot of connection between the robots in Pacific Rim, which was super good. I hadn't read the description for this book yet, and this alone makes me more interested in reading it. Yeah, this was a teen wreck in our Discord. Okay, our next one is Black Butler, another manga. We have a couple manga this episode, for good reason. Manga is wildly popular right now with many people. It's accessible, it's fun, I love manga. It's just a nice read. And there's when you find a series that you like, there's usually like multiple in it, which is great. So, like I said, this is Black Butler, by Yana Toboso. Just a stone's throw from London lies the manor house of the illustrious Phantom Hive Earldom. Its master, one Seal Phantom Hive, which is his name. Their last name is Phantom Hive. Earl Phantom Hive is a giant in the world of commerce, Queen Victoria's faithful servant, and a slip of a 12-year-old boy. So he's very young. Fortunately, his loyal butler, Sebastian, is ever at his side, ready to, almost said scurry, ready to carry out the young master's wishes. And whether Sebastian is called to save a dinner party gone awry or probe the dark secrets of London's underbelly, there's practically nothing Sebastian cannot do. In fact, one might even say Sebastian is too good to be true, or at least he's too good to be human. So again, here we are dipping into the world of the unknown, the fantastical, and the main character obviously is the butler, but I think it'll be, like I said, I haven't read this one, so I think it'll be really cool to see the relationship between this butler and the young 12-year-old boy. And yeah, I think it's really cool. I'm not sure how dark it'll get because they're saying that it's, the dark secrets of London's underbelly. So I don't know. If anyone's read it, please tell me, is it super graphic? Like, is it violent? Because it is in the YA section. So and I know a lot of my teens have really liked this one. So maybe I should just pick it up. I'm gonna pick it up. Anyways, on to our next one. Okay, our next one is Rainbow Rowell's Carry On. We've talked on this show a lot about Rainbow Rowell because they're incredible. And I've fangirl, incredible. I believe they did the art. No, I'm thinking of Noelle Stevenson now. I get them confused in my mind. But anyways, this is Carry On. Carry On is fan fiction in a weird way. So the book Fangirl has a character who writes fan fiction based off the show, a show that exists in their reality. So this book is the fan fiction she writes in that book. Confusing, but there you go. Okay. Simon Snow is the worst chosen one who has ever been chosen. That's what his roommate Baz says. And Baz might be evil and a vampire and a complete git, but he's probably right. Half the time, Simon can't even make his wand work, and the other half, he starts something on fire. His mentor is avoiding him, his girlfriend broke up with him, and there's a magic-eating monster running around wearing Simon's face. Baz would be having a field day with all of this if he were here. It's their last year at the Watford School of Magics, and Simon's infuriating nemesis didn't even bother to show up. This book is a ghost story, a love story, and a mystery. It has just as much kissing and talking as you'd expect from a Rainbow Rowell story, but far, far more monsters. Also, cute detail about the titles. So, it's a series. The first one is called Carry On. The next one is called Wayward Son, I think. And then I don't remember what the third one is called. Any Way the Wind Blows. So they're all classic rock titles or lyrics. This next one is also a series by Aaron Hunt called Warrior. Nope, Warriors with an S. From my understanding of the series, it is cats, how their hierarchy works in a made-up society, and their inner relations. So this series has endured forever. It's a really old series at this point. Aaron Hunter is a, what's the word? Not a ghost writer. Do you know what the word is that I'm looking for? When, oh, like a pseudonym, but it's like Nancy Drew's author is, it's like a name that's used by multiple people to be under one name. Oh, I can't remember. I'm looking at my coworker. They have no idea either. Someone will know that. Laura would have known that, but I can't remember it. Either way, it's multiple writers who now write under the name Aaron Hunter in the same way that Nancy Drew and the Hardy Boys were all also the same way. So, anyways, for generation, this is Into the Wild, by the way. For generations, four clans of wild cats have shared the forest according to the laws laid down by their warrior ancestors. But the Thunder Clan cats are in grave danger, and the sinister Shadow Clan grows stronger every day. Noble warriors are dying, and some deaths are more mysterious than others. In the midst of this turmoil appears an ordinary house cat named Rusty, who may turn out to be the bravest warrior of all. So with this series, whenever kids tell me that they like this one, I actually tend to struggle with finding a good next step because a lot of the people who read Warriors they're just starting to get into YA, but it's very hard to find an equivalent of cat society in young adult books. So if anybody has suggestions for those, I would love to see them. I have one book, I think it's by David Weber, that I always recommend, which also has cats as like the companion. But regardless, this next one, and I think it's our, s oh no, we've still got three more. Okay, this one is a Max Brooks novel, and for those of you that don't know who Max Brooks is, he wrote the World War Z book, which was also turned into a movie. But this is Minecraft, The Island. So, critically acclaimed author is now writing Minecraft books, which are wildly popular as well. This is official as well, like, this is Mojang came out with this. So, washed up on a beach, the lone castaway looks around the shore. Where am I? Who am I? And why is everything made of blocks? But there isn't much time to soak up the sun. It's getting dark, and there's a strange new world to explore. The top priority is finding food. The next is not becoming food, because there are others out there on the island, like the horde of zombies that appear after nightfall. Crafting a way out of this mess is a challenge like no other. Who could build a home while running away from exploding creepers, armed skeletons, and an unstoppable tide of hot lava? Especially with no help except for a few makeshift tools and sage advice from an unlikely friend, a cow. In this world, the rules don't always make sense, but courage and creativity go a long way. There are forests to explore, hidden underground tunnels to loot, and undead mobs to defeat. Only then will the secrets of the island be revealed. So, A, if you are interested in Minecraft at all, really great story to get into, but also keeping in mind that it is written by Max Brooks, who is an excellent author in his own right. This honestly could be for anybody, so keep that in mind. All of the ones that we have done since the beginning of this episode have been YA or juvenile. Warrior Cats is an interesting one because it's kind of a mix between warriors. It's a mix between juvenile and YA, but this next one is a true adult fiction. This is Stephen King's Doctor Sleep, which is the second book after The Shining. So it's a winner for best horror in 2013. Okay. Stephen King returns to the characters and territory of one of his most popular novels ever, The Shining. In this instantly riveting novel about the now aged middle-aged Dan Torrance, the boy protagonist of The Shining, and the very special 12-year-old girl he must save from a tribe of murderous paranormals. On highways across America, a tribe of people called the True Knot travel in search of sustenance. They look harmless, mostly old, lots of polyester, and married to their RVs. But as Dan Torrance knows, and spunky 12-year-old Abra Stone learns, the True Knot are quasi-immortal, living off the steam that children with the Shining produce when they are slowly tortured to death. Horrifying. Haunted by the inhabitants of the Overlook Hotel, where he spent one horrific childhood year, Dan has been drifting for decades, desperate to shed his father's legacy of despair, alcoholism, and violence. Finally, he settles in a New Hampshire town, an AA community that sustains him, and a job at a nursing home where his remnant shining powers provides the crucial final comfort to the dying. Aided by a prescient cat, he becomes Dr. Sleep. Then Dan meets the evanescent Abra Stone, and it's her spectacular gift, the brightest shining ever seen, that reignites Dan's own demons and summons him into a battle for Abra's soul and survival. This is an epic war between good and evil, go a gory, glorious story that will thrill the millions of hyper-devoted fans of The Shining, and wildly satisfying for anyone new to the territory of this icon in the King canon. The Shining for me is one of the only horror, I guess, movies that I can stomach. We all know I'm not a huge fan of horror, but I do love suspense. And The Shining, the book, is arguably very different from the movie. It's my understanding that Stephen King was not too impressed with how Kubrick made the movie, but you know. He did it anyway. So, this last one is Instructions for Dancing by Nicola Yoon. Very cute cover. I actually think it's very pretty. This is a relatively new one as well, 2021. And again, we're going to a very different genre. This is totally different. In this romantic page turner from the author of Everything, Everything, which is a book about a girl who has a health issue where she can't leave the house and she meets a boy, and the sun is also a star, Evie has the power to see other people's romantic fates. What will happen when she finally sees her own? Evie Thomas doesn't believe in love anymore, especially after the strangest thing occurs one otherwise ordinary afternoon. She witnesses a couple kiss and is overcome with a vision of how their romance began and how it will end. After all, even the greatest love stories end with a broken heart eventually. As Evie tries to understand why this is happening, she finds herself at La Brea Dance Studio, learning to waltz, foxtrot, and tango with a boy named X. What a name. X is everything that Evie is not: adventurous, compassionate, daring. His philosophy is to say yes to everything, including entering a ballroom dance competition with a girl he's only just met. How dirty dancing of them. Falling for X is definitely not what Evie had in mind. If her visions of heartbreak have taught her anything, it's that no one escapes love unscathed. But as she and X dance around and toward each other, Evie is forced to question all she thought she knew about life and love. In the end, is love worth the risk? Again, that's, I guess, a question we're all asking. Let me see how I'm doing for time. I know I said our last one was the last one. I lied. There is one more. This is a manga. This is a new manga as well. It piqued my interest because I'm a huge D&D fan. I don't play it as much as I would like to, and I really would love to play more. I think I just find like the lore and everything very fascinating. So this is Delicious in Dungeon. For those of you that aren't familiar, it is also a anime that is being produced on Netflix. And I recently learned that there's several different types of anime. Not like style-wise, like that's its own conversation, but generally speaking, there are anime that are created first and then turned into manga. There are anime that have a completed series that they are building off of and making into something. So like Fruits Basket was, I believe, I could be wrong, was a complete manga and then they turned it into anime. And then there's also manga that's coming out and then the anime is being released almost immediately after. So this is one in that last category. So the books just came out and so did the show pretty soon after. So, Delicious in Dungeon is by Ryoko Kui. Okay. When young adventurer. Oh, I've even seen the first episode and I don't remember how they pronounce his name. I think it's Laos and his company. They're attacked and soundly thrashed by a dragon deep in a dungeon. The party loses all its money and provisions and a member. They're eager to go back and save her, but there's just one problem. If they set out with no food or coin to speak, they are sure to starve on the way. But L Laos comes up with a brilliant idea. Let's eat the monsters. Slime, basilisks, and even dragons. None are safe from the appetites of these dungeon-crawling gourmands. Super cool idea. Very original take in my eyes of like what can happen in a dungeon, because most of the time the adventuring party is just like killing things for the sake of defeating a big bad, but this is like they are treating it more like it's like a forest and you need to eat. So let's figure out the best and most delicious ways to eat these foods. So very cute. We have this one as a physical copy. I actually think we have all of these as physical copies in the branch, but you can also find them on Cloud Library as well. So that being said, I'll wrap us up today. Thank you so much for listening. This has been another episode of Read This Next. If you are looking for any of the titles or the author names, you can find them on our blog, which is www.tbplofftheshelf.com. And you can like, comment, subscribe, do all of that stuff, and you can find us at on social media at tbayPL across pretty much all socials. Yeah, and I will see you again in 2 weeks.